7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
We'll have a baby, Kevin.
Yeah, Kevin.
I'll have a test tube baby.
Well, hello. Good morning or good afternoon or whatever it is for you. It's 1930 UTC, and that is, of course, the time at which we always begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I'm really messed up, but let's drink some tea first before we even start talking about that crap. What kind of tea am I drinking today? Well, I was actually drinking a little bit of Longjing last night, but then I switched over to that other really, really good high-class green tea. And I've been drinking that ever since. Oh, yeah. Good tea. I had a really brutal night and morning. And, my leg is especially bothersome today. And yes, I am still waiting for the spinal injection doctor to call. Will he call me today? Maybe. Maybe he will, maybe he won't. And I'll tell you what, he's not calling me tomorrow. This is the weekend, so yay, I got at least 3 more days of brutality to make it through. Pretty excited about that. Good tea, though. I like drinking tea. It's good for you. Ow. Right, so anyway. I've got nothing. I've got nothing at all in the way of doing a show today. I haven't been doing anything other than watching the tube. I've sort of been laying here on my side like this, like I am right now. But you can't see this because this is not a TV show. And I watched some stuff overnight. Oh, one of my favorite movies was on. I managed to catch most of that. Which movie was it? It was Debs. Yes. So great. We've talked about the movie Debs enough that I don't think we really need to discuss it any further. At least I don't feel like it. Oh, but it is a great film. And I think it'll eventually pick up cult status. I've never met anybody who's ever seen the film, so, you know, I think it's going to be one of those things. In about 10 years, we're probably going to see it in, you know, cult movie festivals and cult movie houses. Hell, if I had a theater, I'd be playing that damn movie all the time. Love that film. Debs. Highly recommend it if you haven't seen it. I think it's, yeah, I don't know. It might be on YouTube. Didn't we look this up once? I don't know. I found it on a streaming service. I don't know. It's out there somewhere. I don't know. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, so, today is Friday. And that means, Synth Battle is tonight. And I basically, I don't know if I'm going to be participating or not. It might take too much effort, but I don't know. we'll see what happens. I do still have a lot of synth stuff set up from last week. So I got a bunch of crap sitting around. Maybe we should mess with this. I don't know. The other thing that I hate about today... Did I set precedent for that statement? I don't know. It doesn't matter. Oh, let's just blame Synetiky. But it's a really nice day today. It's like 17 or 18 degrees, maybe higher. It's very warm. It's a little bit windy, though. I think it's going to be cold tomorrow. The funny thing is the heat has kind of been messing me up. I know what you're thinking. Tobe, 18 degrees, you're calling that heat? Yeah, well, it is for me. And the weird thing is I didn't... Yesterday, after Dubious Goals Committee, I ate hot food. Instead of eating a sandwich, I microwaved some frozen food, some frozen dinner type thing, because I couldn't really stand up long enough to cook. I could just barely stand up long enough to take the damn thing out of the freezer and throw it in the microwave and then lay back down on the kitchen floor and wait for it to ding in 4 minutes. Oh. But yeah, after eating hot food, I overheated. That was dangerous. And I didn't realize how hot my house got. My thermostat said 71. What's that in common sense temperatures? That's about, you know, like 20, 21 degrees. And I got too hot. And it was weird because I had to go up in the bathtub and fill it with cold water and sit in there for a while, and that started making my muscles weird, so I had to go to hot water. It was a delicate balance, but I pulled through just fine. But it's weird to be overheating, you know. It's just weird, but I like weird is really good, and that's why I think the rest of today's episode is going to be dedicated to Kyari Pamu Pamu.
Taking
Oh boy. Oh yes. That was Harajuku Iyohoi by Kari Pamyu Pamyu. And I don't know what Iyohoi means. Fashion icon? I don't know. I know what Harajuku is. I know where it is. I can show it to you on a map. Oh, I twisted a little bit to my side, and that was a bad move. But anyway, why do I love Kari Pamyu Pamyu so much? I don't know. Maybe you just need to see some of the videos. What? Watch the video for that song later. You know, in like, 25 minutes. Pull up Kari Pamyu Pamyu on YouTube and look for the video Harajuku Iyohoi and just watch that for a while. Watch it for 3 minutes and 41 seconds. And I really should tell you, you really need to watch it on acid. I mean, until you see some of this stuff, you don't know psychedelia, okay? I think that's why I love it so much, because the concept is just absolutely mind-boggling. And it's not just this video either. You can watch any of her videos, and you will just go, God damn, the hippies would have loved this. So yeah, if you just happen to be on, I don't know, any kind of alkaloid substance with an indole ring at any given time, this is what you want to watch. I kid you not. I mean, seriously, anything you watch, it's going to be... In fact, wait, you can't see this. It doesn't matter. We're going with more Kari Pamyu Pamyu. I don't even know the name of this song because I don't read Japanese. Why do I love you, Kiari Pamyu Pamyu? You know what it is? It's because I feel like I can make this music. You've heard my music. It's weird and dorky, weird instruments playing with each other that you wouldn't normally hear, and big heavy dance beats sometimes. I have a fantasy. I have a dream that Kiari Pamyu Pamyu is going to call me up and say, Toba-kun, I need you to make crazy music for me. And I will say, I will do anything for you, Kiari Pamyu Pamyu. And that's why we're listening to Dodonpa.
Tiki-tong! Tiki-tong!
Oh, daisuki daisuki, arigami gozaimasu. Daisuki. See what I'm talking about? That's a little overproduced thump. That's somebody who's just going a little bit nuts with some drum machines. And, I get it. I'm all about that. Oh, call me Kyari Pamyu Pamyu. That was Mondai Girl by Kyari Pamyu Pamyu, of course. And that's probably going to be about all we have for today, as far as Carrie Pommy Pommy goes. Well, I'm going to drop some weird synth into the background. Can you hear that? Yeah, you can. Isn't that fun? It's kind of YMO-y, isn't it? Yeah, I have synth. I can do synth stuff. What I need is a girl. All I need is a girl. I'll dress her up in weird clothes like Carrie Pommy Pommy. Put a wig on her, and if she can dance, just do some moves and sing these songs that I will write. And they will be crazy, and it'll be weird, and we'll make billions upon billions of dollars, which I will then use as a legal defense fund for my court case from beating up all my stupid doctors and punching them in the face and kicking them in the head because, let's face it, I'm not going to be able to kick anybody in the head with my back in this kind of shape. That's true. Oh, I'm sick of waiting for doctors to get off their asses and try to help me by injecting some junk into my spine. Oh, let's just go ahead and have the surgery. Are we a month for waiting for the spine doctor? Yeah, it'll be a month and a couple of days. But anyway, tune in tomorrow. This has been the Dubious Carrie Pommy Pommy Committee. Oh my God, somebody help me. Where was I? 1930 UTC on Anon Radio. Tune in to Synth Battle tonight at 3 UTC.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.